like when we get so scientific, that's when people start, we start to lose people.
We do. We overcomplicate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And they're like, I could never do that, or I could never be that. I know I say that because I feel like that sometimes. And then I just have to remind myself, at some point in time, someone in the history of whenever did this with the very basics, like the bare minimum, and I can do it too.
Yes, exactly. I feel so many times that people will add in, and you know, it's a personality type thing. Some people really love that. They love considering the different weights of fabric, and when they're cooking, they want to be more like a scientist. And you know, I had a post once where I showed people how to make my favorite coffee, which is French press coffee, and I love coffee, and people were like, but you didn't tell us the exact temperature of the water. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, that's just not my personality type. Like, right. I get that some people really want to weigh their beans. They want to, you know, put it on this certain exact setting, and then they want to measure out the temperature of the water. And it's just, you know, to me, it's more of like, it tastes really good. Like when I'm done with it,
exactly.
And I add my heavy cream, it's so delicious. And so,
you know, I think that's all part of just the joy of doing this for our home. You know, it's not something that, like, you know, we're selling the finished product and have that kind of pressure on us. You know,
exactly.
It's like a professional act. This is just something that, you know, I do inside of my home for my family, and it brings me joy in that way. So it's
yeah.
all good.
Yes. Yeah. It's all good. And it's all good to be the other way too. I'm not saying that it isn't.
For sure. For sure.
I
love some good like artisan breads when we go out to eat and stuff. I mean, that's delicious. And I'm sure they weigh all that. So.
Right. And I love watching on Food Network. I love watching Alton Brown. Do you watch Alton Brown?
I have before.
He's the Good Eats guy, and he is like science. Like, he would definitely, if he was making a sourdough recipe, he would weigh everything. He would have all the specifics. I love watching that, and I find it like entertaining and interesting, but it's totally not me. I'm like, add a little flour, add a little water. It always turns out. It's fine, you know?
Yeah. Do you follow, I don't know. I'm probably going to butcher his last name, but it's Joshua Weissman.
I do now because you put him in your stories a couple weeks ago.
He is one of my favorite Instagram foodie people, and he totally weighs and measures, and everything is a science, and you can see that that's what brings him joy. Like,
yes.
He gets a maximum amount of joy from like sciencing up his kitchen, and I love that he does that. And then there's also us, that it's just kind of an art and, you know, very casual.
Yes. And I think, you know, just know your personality type. And if you need to dig deeper than my blog and Stephanie's blog because you need that, then go for it. But if you're like, I don't want to do sourdough because, you know, I need to buy a special scale and know the hydration percentage, know that you don't also have to be like that. So it's totally.
Yeah. I mean, you could like take a mason jar and some water and some cheap Aldi flour and get started today, and it would be just fine.
Yep, exactly. Yes. So you mentioned that you have a post about troubleshooting. What are some of the other issues that you can think of that people will ask you?
We talked about the water thing. That was kind of a pattern I found because I had that question asked a few times, and I had made that suggestion about making sure it's